We do have much to be thankful for this morning. As we was going through the Sunday school, that Psalms 117, I believe it was, anyway, you know, it talked about trouble and difficulties that the Lord allowed people to face to draw them close to Himself. And then it says over and over, praise the Lord for His goodness and His wonderful works. Do we praise Him for the trouble? Because that's what the works is talking about, not only the deliverance, but the love and mercy that God was showing to draw people to Him. And I believe the Lord does that. I've seen that in life. You know, in a sense, all people are His by creation, even though they don't live for Him or serve Him. God is gentle to them and long-patient and long-suffering. But He does want to get their attention at times, get our attention. I'd like to read some scriptures in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, in the first verse. It said, it is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelation there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I was thinking about these verses, and I believe Paul is probably talking about himself in these verses. And this is not Bible. I mean, we don't have any way to prove it, but I just, you know, the way it goes right on in to, though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. It's almost like it's Paul is speaking of himself, an experience that he had. Maybe it was the time that he was stoned and they thought he was dead. Maybe that could have been the time that he was caught up to the third heaven. He saw things. We really don't know. But the Lord was working in his life. And, you know, sometimes Sister Lisa made the statement this morning that sometimes we don't see God working. Sometimes we don't perceive it in our mind or in our spirit, or we don't see it with our eyes. Sometimes it feels the opposite. Sometimes it feels like we're forsaken. But God is working. I'm convinced, because of His great love for humanity, for each of us, He loves us exponentially, and He works when we don't really see and when we don't really feel. And Paul was struggling with something here. Messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. He was praying for God to remove something in his life. He was praying for deliverance. But the Lord spoke to him, and he allowed that, and I'll surmise again, this is not gospel truth, but he wrote to the Galatians and he said, if it would have been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given to me. I believe it was, could have been, Paul's eyesight. But nonetheless, the Lord wanted that in his life to counterbalance all the different great blessings and revelations that he didn't want Paul to get exalted. And so there was a counterbalance that God allowed in his life to humble him, to cause him to recognize his need. And I believe the Lord works that way today. You remember when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt, the route that they took probably would not have been the route that you and I had chosen. And we know that's true in life, because sometimes it's the Lord leads in a different way than what we are able to comprehend and grasp at times. But he wanted them to recognize their dependency upon him. And he told them, he said, he humbled thee and suffered, caused them to suffer hunger, caused them to be in need. Once again, it's just like in the Psalms, to draw their attention, to get their reliance upon Him, to get their focus upon Him, to help them to recognize that they needed His help, that they needed His blessing, that He was the only way that they were going to make it was through watching and listening to Him and perceiving His lead in their lives. And I believe it's our way today too. His only way that we will make it is by following, listening, and observing the hand of the Lord and humbling ourselves and recognizing our dependency upon Him. You remember when Moses was 40 years of age, he had in mind he wanted to see his people free. He wanted to deliver the children of Israel. And he smote the Egyptian, and the scripture said he would have supposed that his brethren would have understood how God was going to deliver them by his hand. You know, we can look on that and say, Moses messed up, and it appears that he did. But I don't think the 40 years in the desert was a waste of time. It changed Moses' perception of who he was and how much he needed God. And when the Lord started speaking to him, Moses said, I'm not able. I can't do it. At that time, he would have been approximately 80 years of age. But I believe that's where God wanted him. I believe that's where the Lord wanted him to be at that time when he talked to him, was that I can't. And the Lord, it's for him to really recognize that he needed and felt that he needed God to do anything. And we need the Lord. We can't do anything within our own strength, within our own ability. It takes God by His Spirit to work. And it takes God to move and to work. And without Him, we are nothing. We have no righteousness within ourselves outside of Him. Jesus in one place said, Why callest thou me good? He said, There's none good but one, God the Father. He recognized that everything that he had came from the Father, and I believe it's very vital for us to recognize too that we have nothing outside of his mercy, outside of his help, outside of his blessing. I wanted to read, I've read this before, but this is something I have, is written by Andrew Murray, but I'm still working on learning it. He said, Have you never yet learned the lesson that the Holy Ghost works with mighty power, while on the human side, everything appears feeble? Look at the Lord Jesus Christ in Gethsemane. We read that He, through the eternal Spirit, offered Himself a sacrifice unto God. The Almighty Spirit of God was enabling Him to do it. And yet, what agony and fear and exceeding sorrow came over him, and how he prayed. Externally, you can see no sign of the mighty power of the Spirit. But the Spirit of God was there. And even so, while you are feeble and fighting and trembling in faith in the hidden work of God's Spirit, do not fear. But yield yourself. You know, on the human side, it looks feeble. And I believe the Lord wants us to come to that point that we are praying earnestly and seeking God and entreating Him and recognizing. And Jesus was, His prayer in the garden was very fervent, was very earnest, was very sincere. His soul was crying out for help. And that's the place God wants us to be in. It appears weakness. It appears like we don't have it. But the Spirit of God moves in those places. The Spirit of God is touched and the Spirit of God works. Many times when we're through our surrender, our submission, our yielding to Him. And that's one thing that we want to learn in life is to yield, to surrender ourselves to God, to surrender our thoughts, our plans, our ideas into His hand and allow Him to work. You remember Gideon was the same way. I mean, Gideon, the Lord reduced him down to 300 people going against a mighty host. And he needed God. He needed the Lord. And the Lord told him to go down to the camp to encourage him. You know, I'm thankful today God gives us little things here and there to encourage our faith and to strengthen us in the battles and the difficulties of life. But God is sufficient today. He is all powerful. He is almighty. You think about Brother Galen mentioned this morning, you multiply it by the states and you see all the problems and difficulties and all the trouble that's in the world, and God knows every circumstance, every situation. Those that are bowed low, those that are struggling, those that are confused, those that are seeking to understand, God sees every case, every situation, and I'm thankful today that we serve a mighty God. We serve a wonderful Savior that's boundless, boundless in love. Song talks about His love being boundless as the ocean. And I believe it is this morning. It's deeper sometimes when we're able to know and to comprehend that God loves everyone, every child, every young person, every older person. The Lord knows where we're at in life. And He watches over us. And He's there to help see us through. Whatever the situation may be, whatever the giants may be, whatever the battle is, if we'll humble ourselves before Him and seek Him, He'll make a way. He'll open up a way. We sang a song the other night, Wednesday night. It talked about down where the living waters flow. And I got to thinking about that. What's this author talking about? down where the living waters flow. I believe he's referring to humility. The Scripture teaches us that God resists the proud, but He gives grace unto the humble. But he mentioned that phrase over and over, down where the living waters flow. It's a trek downward to see our insufficiencies and to know our helplessness. We in the humans don't like that. We don't like to feel insufficient. We don't like to feel dependent. We like to feel independent. We like to be independent. We try to be independent. But the Lord calls us down where the living waters flow. And I'm thankful this morning. Paul said, lest I should be exalted above measure. He allowed this thing in his life to be a difficulty to him, to be a trial to him. And I'm thankful that the Lord can help us and guide and direct us in our lives. It's through weakness. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Parents, when you don't know what to do, the Lord's strength is made perfect in your weakness. You know, sometimes you feel like wow, I ought to know this by now. I've been living on this earth for 61 years. But the more that I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know. And so there's still a dependency there. There's still a recognition that I need the Lord. I need His help. I need His mercy. And I'm thankful that He is there. He is help and He is mercy. Appreciate your attention this morning.